Welcome to today's episode. We're diving into the latest tech news, starting with a comprehensive look at the 2025 tech layoffs. This year has seen a staggering number of job cuts across the industry. Let's break it down.
Indeed, the tech layoff wave continues in 2025, with over 22,000 workers affected so far. February alone saw 16,084 cuts. This trend highlights the ongoing impact of AI and automation on jobs as companies streamline operations.
That's a significant number. How are these layoffs affecting innovation and the human aspect within the tech industry?
The layoffs underscore a tension between technological advancement and workforce stability. As firms automate, they risk losing valuable human insight and morale. It's a reminder of the delicate balance between innovation and employment.
Let's switch gears to Rippling's impressive $450 million funding round. They've hit a $16.8 billion valuation. What's the story here?
Rippling's Series G round marks a significant leap from its previous $13.4 billion valuation. This round includes new investors like Sands Capital and GIC, with Y Combinator also participating. The funding supports a $200 million tender offer for employee liquidity.
With such a big leap in valuation, what does this mean for Rippling's position in the HR tech space?
Rippling is solidifying its lead over competitors like Deel, which has a $12.6 billion valuation. The funds will likely fuel further innovation and expansion, enhancing Rippling's market dominance.
Now let's talk about a major milestone in women's health. Serena-backed Teal Health has received FDA approval for its home cervical cancer test.
Teal Health's Teal Wand allows patients to self-collect samples at home, which are then sent to a lab for analysis. This approval marks a significant step in making cervical cancer screenings more accessible and less intimidating.
How might this innovation change the landscape of women's health screenings?
By simplifying the screening process, Teal could increase participation rates, catching more cases early. This aligns with the broader trend of decentralizing healthcare to empower patients.
Next up, Epic Games and Spotify are testing Apple's new App Store rules. This could have big implications for developers.
Epic Games is looking to bring Fortnite back to the App Store, while Spotify aims to sell audiobooks directly. These moves test Apple's policy changes, potentially reshaping app revenue models.
Could these tests lead to broader changes in how apps operate within Apple's ecosystem?
Absolutely. If successful, these tests could encourage more developers to push for direct transactions, challenging Apple's traditional revenue model.
In cybersecurity news, the FBI and Dutch police have dismantled a major botnet. What can you tell us?
Operation Moonlander led to the shutdown of services like AnyProxy and FiveSocks, which facilitated a botnet of hacked routers. This international effort also saw the indictment of several individuals involved.
What impact does this operation have on global cybersecurity efforts?
This operation highlights the importance of international cooperation in tackling cybercrime, setting a precedent for future collaborative efforts.
Moving on to a blast from the past, MoviePhone is making a comeback. What's new with this iconic service?
MoviePhone is relaunching with a new mobile app and a syndicated TV series. The app will offer enhanced features like showtimes, trending content, and original videos, aiming to reclaim its place in moviegoers' hearts.
How might MoviePhone's revival affect the current landscape of movie information services?
By integrating modern technology and media, MoviePhone could attract a new generation of users, potentially disrupting current market leaders.
Shifting focus, the Department of Labor has dropped its investigation into Scale AI. What does this mean for the company?
The end of this investigation lifts a significant regulatory burden off Scale AI, allowing it to focus on its core operations without the cloud of legal scrutiny.
Could this decision influence how other tech companies manage their workforce classifications?
Yes, it sets a precedent that might embolden other companies to maintain similar workforce structures, though regulatory risks remain.
Let's explore DeepSeek, the AI chatbot app that's making waves. What's behind its viral success?
DeepSeek, backed by Highflyer Capital, has topped app charts thanks to its advanced conversational capabilities. it poses a challenge to U.S. dominance in AI, raising questions about the future of AI competition.
What could DeepSeek's rise mean for the global AI market?
DeepSeek's success highlights the growing influence of Chinese AI innovations, suggesting a shift in the global AI landscape.
SoundCloud has updated its policies to allow AI training on user content. What are the implications of this change?
SoundCloud now permits AI training on uploaded content, raising concerns about user consent and data privacy. This move could enhance AI capabilities, but also spark debates over ethical data use.
How might this policy shift affect creators on SoundCloud?
Creators might worry about how their content is used, prompting calls for clearer consent mechanisms and potentially influencing similar platforms.
As we gear up for Google I/O 2025, what can we expect from this year's event?
Expect major updates, especially around Google's AI models like Gemini Ultra and the new Android 16. These announcements will likely set the stage for Google's future AI and mobile strategies.
How might these updates influence Google's competitive edge in the tech industry?
By enhancing AI and mobile offerings, Google aims to maintain its leadership, though it faces stiff competition from rivals advancing in similar domains.
The U.S. is reviewing Benchmark's investment in Chinese AI startup Manus. What's at stake here?
The review focuses on compliance with restrictions on Chinese investments. Manus, though Cayman Islands Incorporated, raises concerns due to its Chinese connections, highlighting geopolitical tensions in tech investments.
What could be the broader implications of this review for tech investments?
This scrutiny could lead to tighter regulations on foreign tech investments, impacting global funding strategies.
Google's search antitrust trial is wrapping up. What have we learned from this legal battle?
The trial has highlighted Google's dominance in search, with proposed remedies like divesting Chrome. The outcome could reshape the competitive landscape and set precedents for tech monopolies.
What might be the long-term effects of this trial on the tech industry?
A ruling against Google could encourage more antitrust actions, prompting tech giants to reassess their market strategies.
In AI innovation, Carnegie Mellon's LEGO GPT is creating stable LEGO models. How does this technology work?
LEGO GPT uses physics checks to ensure models are stable. It generates designs from text prompts, allowing for real-world construction, showcasing AI's creative potential.
How could this technology impact educational and creative fields?
LEGO GPT could revolutionize STEM education by providing hands-on learning tools and inspire new forms of creative expression in design.
Finally, Joni Ive is working on a new product addressing the unintended consequences of the iPhone. What insights do we have?
Ive's project, in collaboration with OpenAI, aims to mitigate negative impacts of smartphones. It reflects a growing awareness of technology's societal effects and a shift towards more mindful innovation.
What could this mean for future tech developments?
This initiative might inspire more tech companies to consider the broader impacts of their innovations, potentially leading to more sustainable and user-friendly designs.
That's a wrap for today. From layoffs to AI breakthroughs, we've covered a lot. Stay tuned for more insights in our next episode. Until then, keep exploring the tech world.